This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palkath. President Donald Trump called 100,000 coronavirus deaths in the United States a very sad milestone. The president's statement via Twitter came a day after the U.S. passed that threshold. He said, quote, "I want to extend my heartfelt sympathy and love for everything that these great people stood for and represent." Earlier in the year, President Trump often downplayed the coronavirus threat, saying the number of cases in the U.S. would quickly dwindle to none. More than 355,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. The United States had seen some improvement in its daily death tolls, but that progress took a sharp step backward on Wednesday, with 1,400 new deaths reported. The U.S. Labor Department says more than 2 million people in the U.S. filed for unemployment last week for a 10th straight week. In all, since mid-March, 40.7 million workers have now sought unemployment compensation, nearly a quarter of the U.S. labor force of more than 164 million. Thursday, China concluded its week-long annual political gatherings known as two sessions. The top legislature approved a national security law on Hong Kong, a measure that could allow Beijing to tighten its grip on the semi-autonomous territory. It will likely allow mainland security agents to be positioned in Hong Kong to root out behavior and activities that constitute what Beijing defines as subversion, secession, and terrorism. The action is widely seen as Beijing's abandonment of its one-country, two-systems framework in Hong Kong, as well as a blatant violation of the city's mini-constitution or basic law, while breaking its promise of awarding the city a high degree of autonomy before the year of 2047. This is VOA News. An American city burned overnight in protest. Minneapolis, in the Midwestern state of Minnesota, is the latest city devastated by the death of an unarmed African-American man at the hands of a police officer. The anger was sparked by the death of George Floyd Monday, who died after he was taken into custody on suspicion of forgery. Widely circulated cell phone video showed a handcuffed Floyd pinned to the ground by a white officer kneeling on Floyd's neck. His death has led to two nights of protesting that turned into violence overnight in Minneapolis. Numerous fires continued to burn buildings early Thursday as fire crews worked to extinguish them. There were also reports of looting. Minneapolis's mayor called on local prosecutors to file criminal charges against the officer who kneeled on Floyd's neck. More than 2 million children returned to class in South Korea Wednesday, despite a spike in new coronavirus cases. Tuesday marked the highest daily number of new infections in well over a month. The country reported 40 new cases as of midnight and 19 the day before. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced a COVID-19 test and trace service is launching Thursday. The Prime Minister said the service would have a task force of about 40,000 people to test and identify the contacts of anyone who tests positive for the virus. He also said it will not initially include the app that is key to finding anonymous contacts. The government did not give a date for when that smartphone technology would be deployed. Anyone with symptoms will be required to take a test, according to the government. If positive, they will be asked for their close contacts, who will in turn be told by a specialist tracer to isolate for 14 days, even if they're asymptomatic. President Trump is expected to sign an executive order on social media companies Thursday. This is after the president threatened to regulate or shut down social media companies. The president, apparently furious after platform Twitter flagged some of his tweets with fact-check warnings, as in potentially misleading or false. He wrote, "Republicans feel that social media platforms totally silence conservative voices. We will strongly regulate or close them down before we can ever allow this to happen." It's unclear whether that threat suggests he might take legal action. A day earlier, he accused Twitter of completely stifling free speech. Iran's parliament has elected conservative Mohammad Bagar Khalafbaf to be its new speaker. That story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.